this could well be game over. That's what the election law expert Rick Hassin said when he heard the news that the Supreme Court will take up former President Trump's immunity claim.
The High Court agreed yesterday to schedule that immunity case for April, which will delay the election interference case against Trump, originally scheduled to start on Monday. With us now is Joyce Vance, former U.S. attorney, Obama nominee, now law professor at the University of Alabama. Joyce Vance, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let me ask about the calendar implications here. Wasn't there a possibility the Supreme Court could have heard this case back in December?
Well, there was. In fact, the special counsel's office asked the Supreme Court to hear this case directly rather than taking the time to have it go through the Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court denied to do that, possibly the first hint that they didn't feel urgency to resolve this matter quickly.
Yeah, okay. So as Jack Smith is waiting to bring his election interference case, the Supreme Court will hear these oral arguments on whether Trump has immunity from prosecution. Calendar-wise, a decision could come late spring or early summer. If the justices say Trump is not immune and Jack Smith's case goes forward, when might that case go forward?
You know, I think that's the wild card here. The Supreme Court has total control of the timeline at this point. They could move quickly. We know that they have the ability to do that when they want to. They could hear argument and decide within days. Or they could hold this case, as they often do their most significant, difficult cases, for the end of the term. That could be late June, even the first week in July. And Judge Chutkan has promised Donald Trump's lawyers that they will have something around 88 days to continue their preparation before trial begins. So I think we can all do the math. That puts the timeline close to, if not beyond, the start of early voting for the 2024 election.
Yeah, so if we do the math here and the Supreme Court's ruling is, say, June, and then we add 3 months or so, doesn't that start to put us in the window within 60 days of Election Day? And we know that the Justice Department has kind of an unwritten norm that no cases relevant to an election should come during that window.
Well, there are two important things there. The first is that DOJ's prohibition doesn't apply to trying cases that have already been indicted and are in progress. That prohibition is to taking overt investigative steps, a new indictment or subpoenas that become public, something that would have the effect of influencing the election without giving the person under investigation the chance to respond. So, you know, I don't really think that that's the big concern here. The problem that I see, and this is based on 25 years of experience at DOJ, is that cases rarely go smoothly. A witness gets sick. Some issue comes up that requires a little bit of delay. It takes time simply for administrative steps, like the case to be returned from the Supreme Court to the trial court. So, you know, I think the problem here becomes a matter of small delays adding up into a larger one at this point.
Yeah. And there, of course, are other cases people are watching. Could this question of immunity affect other cases, say the documents case in Florida or the election interference case in Georgia?
And it absolutely will in both cases. It's been raised in Florida in the Mar-a-Lago case. Judge Cannon will have this issue to consider. It would not be surprising to see Donald Trump's lawyers ask her to stay all proceedings there until the Supreme Court finishes its work. In the Georgia case in January, Donald Trump's lawyers filed a very similar motion alleging presidential immunity that has yet to be decided. So by taking this appeal, the Supreme Court could well have delayed all three cases.
Yeah. You have said, Joyce Vance, that voters deserve a trial before the election. Is it possible now that only one of the four trials could actually go to court before the election, that is the hush money case?
You know, it is possible that the case being brought by the Manhattan DA will be the only one. I think of that less as a hush money case and more as election interference, because that's about Donald Trump in the wake of the release of the Access Hollywood tape, which called into question how he comported himself around women. The Manhattan DA's case is about preventing voters from learning that Donald Trump had an affair with a porn star.
Yeah, great. Joyce Vance, law professor at the University of Alabama. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.